Yeah, okay. Today is Daf Tes. We're on Daf Ches and Beis, bottom line. So, we had a bunch of reasons. The Gemara had a bunch of reasons why, like four reasons, why you cannot get married on Chol HaMoed. What's the reason you can't get married on Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara has Meis. I have a kash on all of you. Whatever your reason was, we're going to go over each reason in a minute. Whatever your reasons was, call Elu Sha'amru, Asur and Lisa B'Moed, whoever said it's Asur to get married on Chol HaMoed, Mutarin Lisa Erev Harega. But Erev Yontif, you're allowed to get married. Right? That's no issue to get married Erev Yontif. And by the way, every single reason applies to Erev Yontif, just like it applies on the Chol HaMoed. One minute. Kasha Lakulu. It's a kasha on all of you. Why? One said that you're going to ignore the regel, the simcha of the regel, and be busy with the simcha of your wife. That's true in Erev Yontif too. Number two was, the first answer was you're gonna be osek in your wife. You're not gonna be busy with the regel. That's one answer. Second answer was because of simcha. That's different than being osek. The simcha issue. Two. That's two. Number three. You're not gonna be busy preparing for the same answer. No. But yeah, it's gonna be busy and the regel's gonna be a tircha and you're gonna be busy with your wife. Another answer. Maybe you're going to be cheap with Yontif because it's costing you a lot of money to make the wedding, right? And number five, the last reason was we said maybe you're going to be vatal pruvu. Why? Because I want to get married now. Yeah, but if I wait till Yontif, more people are home, so I'll wait till Yontif. So for 6 months, you're not being married because you're going to be waiting for Chol HaMoed. You're pushing it off to Chol HaMoed. So all those reasons apply Erev Yontif also. All those reasons apply Erev Yontif also. So what? So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Lamanda Amar Mishum Simcha. If you hold it because of Simcha, Iker Simcha Chad Yomu. The Iker Simcha of being married is one day. After that, all downhill. One day. Lamanda Amar Mishum Tircha. What? Lamanda Amar Mishum Tircha. Iker Tircha Chad Yomu. Again, the Iker Tircha is only one day. Lamanda Amar Mishum Bittel Puruvu. So, what's happening because of Bittel Puruvu? L'chad yoma lo mashi inish nashi. No one's going to do that. No one's going to push off getting married to have it coincide with Erev Yontif. No one's going to do that. To have it coincide with Chol HaMoed, that somebody would do, so we don't let. But to have it coincide, no one's going to do that. Now, ubede'ein ma'arev and simcha b'simcha b'nolan. How do you know that you're not ma'arev simcha? How do you know that? We're not ma'arev simcha b'simcha. Dichziv, it says, long back and forth now. Basically, it says like this. It says Vayas Shlomo Ba'eis Ahi. At that time, Shlomo built. He made a chag. V'chol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol Milavo Chamos Adacham Atay. It was a big 7-day feast. L'tnei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yomim V'Shivas Yomim Arba Asayom. 7 days of the chag. Then it was 7 days of Sukkot. It was back to back 14 days of party because of the Chanukah Space of Mikdash. Now. V'imisa, there was no Yom Kippur that year. We'll get to that in a minute. V'imisa, and if it's true, the ma'arv and simcha b'simcha, that you can mix two simchas together. See, boil it, lamentar at chag. So why didn't Shlomo wait? Wait one more week till the chag. V'ma'arv shana, u'mi'abed shiva v'lachu lacha. And let the 7 days of Sukkot count for both. Why didn't Shlomo do that? And says Tosfos on top of the little one. Who can take off from work for 2 weeks? The 2 weeks taking off from work can't do that. The Rasha says that can't be the reason. The reason is because then you can celebrate Yom Kippur. This way there was no Yom Kippur. So push it off a week. Go do Yom Kippur. Oh, you want to go to work? You go to work. And then you can have one party for Sukkot and the Chanukah Beis Hamikdash.
That would be only 7 days.
Why didn't Shlomo do that? Obviously, because Eima Arvin Zimcha B'Simcha. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? V'dilma minta lo natrinan. V'hechad nishtame avdinan. Now, you can't push off the Chanukah Space HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do that. We finished building it today. The party starts today. You push it off a week. You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, well, he boiled the Shirei Purta. They could have left a little bit out. They could have stopped working. Leave a little bit left over. And then we'll have to finish it. We won't finish it until Sukkot. So the Gemara says, you can't. Again, Shirei Binyan Beis HaMikdash lo ma'ishirinan. You're not allowed to do that. Oh, we're not going to work that for the next week. You can't do that, right? So that's actually a kasha. In other words, there was nothing to be left over. Had there been something left over, we would have. In other words, it's not a raya that ein arvin simcha b'simcha. The reason why they didn't wait was because they're not allowed to. And the reason why they didn't delay building it because they can't do that either. But if it would have coincided, they would have done it together. So the Gemara asked, Iboyle l'shiri ba'ama kalya orev. Well, they could have left over the they used to have, most say it means this, they used to have these spikes on the top of the Beis HaMikdash so the birds couldn't rest there. If it's cameras on spike, so that they could have left that over. That's not ma'akev to the building, they could have left that over. So the Gemara says, no, if you're telling me that there's really no such din as Eimar v'Simcha v'Simcha, and the only reason why they had to do two back-to-back simchas was because they couldn't delay building the Beis HaMikdash, so why couldn't they delay that? So the Gemara says, what?
That was really part of the
Beis HaMikdash. Exactly, so wait for that. So the Gemara answers, I'm a Kali Orif Tzarech Binyan Bayisu. No, it is necessary. It is necessary.
It is part of
the Beis HaMikdash. I thought it's some kind of ornament. I'll go with that. No, it's vital. Therefore, what?
General question is when the mace is so fly, why can't they make a mace with no bird poop on the leaf?
I know, it's a good question.
Can make it, I guess, more natural? I mean,
I don't know, it's a good question. So we're back to our question. The only reason why they had to have back-to-back simchas was because that's how it fell out. What if it would have fallen out of pocket together? Maybe they would have had one big simcha. It's not a raya, Eimar v'simcha v'simcha. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella midmiyater kra, because the words of the pasuk are extra. Michti, let's see. It's clear, it says arba asar yom. It says 14 days. And we know that sukkah says 7 days. So shivaz yomim lamali. Why does that say twice, 7 and 7? We know that. Shma mina, hani l'chud, v'hani l'chud. So what do you see? Separate days. It wouldn't have allowed us to be together, even if it fell out together. What do you see? Ein ma'ar v'simcha v'simcha. Amar parnach, amar Rav Yochanan, osa shana, lo asa Yisrael, it's Yom HaKippur. That year, the Bnei Yisrael didn't make him kippur. By the way, the maskanus of the Gemara here is, how do you know ein ma'ar v'simcha v'simcha? Shlomo HaMelech. That's the maskana. Right? Because it says 7 and 7. I know, I didn't have to say that. And 14. I know 7 plus 7 equals 14. And I know Sukkot is 7 days. So why does it say 7 and 7? Obviously, Ein Ma'ar V'Simcha V'Simcha. That's how we know. That's what the Gemara says. Now we're going to get onto Yom Kippur, more Agadah.
The question was, maybe can we finish
the we said, right, so what's the, right, you're right. Maybe that's because it fell out like that. So we said, no, but it said 7 and 7. And that's extra. Why did it say 7 and 7 and 14? To tell you, it's two separate simchas. And if they would have coincided, they would not have done it together at the same time. Why? Ein ma'ar v'simcha b'simcha. So that truth is, that's the makar brought down in Talmud Bavli. In Talmud Yerushalmi, there's another makar brought down. Anybody know what that is? Anybody know the other makar? The other makar is from Lavan. Right? That they waited a second week before Yaakov married Rachel. It says in the pasuk there. They waited another week. Why? Wait another week? Let Yaakov get married to Rachel the next night? The answer is, Ein ma'ar v'simcha v'simcha. That's the Yerushalmi gives that reason. Is there a difference between the reasons? What? Right, that's why they had to wait a week. Ein ma'ar, Yaakov was busy with Shevet Brachos. Can't have two simchas. Therefore, they pushed it off. Is there a nafka mina? What? 1 minute. What did you say over here? Okay. There really isn't a difference. Maybe if it's the Rabbanon, I don't know. Okay.
Did they have Karbashi
then? I don't know. But how you dog him? So then we said that Amar of Yochanan, Osa Shana Lo Osa Yisrael Yom HaKippur. That year, the Bnei Yisrael didn't keep Yom Kippur. While you dog him, they were worried about it. But Omer, they were saying, Shemen is Chayvu, Shenosein, Shal Yisrael Kliya, maybe we deserve destruction, right? Because we violated, we ate on Yom Kippur, we drank on Yom Kippur. Yachas the Baskel of Amar Lahem. No. Kulchem, Muzumanim, L'chai, Olam Abba. You're all waiting to get Olam Haba. Don't worry about it. My drush, what was the drush for this? Amru Kavachomer. Instead of Kavachomer, listen to this. Ma Mishkan, the Mishkan, She'en Kedushas Olam, it didn't last forever. the carbon yachid docha Shabbos, the iser skila. And if somebody violated Shabbos, they got skila. So mikdash, the base of mikdash, the kshushasa kedusha solam, which the kedusha lasts forever, whatever that means. The carbon tzibur, the yom kippurim, the onesh kares lo kolshkein. And if you violate Yom Kippur, if you bring a carbon on Yom Kippur and you violate it, the onesh is only kares, which is less than skila. So if for skila they violate, and the kedusha doesn't last forever, and by the mishkan the punishment is only is skila. So on Yom Kippur for sure. So the Gemara says, so the elamai how you dog it? Why were they worried? The Gemara answers, hasam tzorech kavoa. Yeah, but by the Mishkan, the inauguration, right? The Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan. What did they do in the Mishkan? What was their violation? The 12th Nesiyim. Somebody had to go on Shabbos. That was where the violation comes. There's nothing Yom Kippur there. It was the 12th Nesiyim. At least one had to violate Shabbos. Right? Who said that? Hashem said, go ahead and do that. It's okay. If you want us to do it, we'll do it. Hakha, but over here, it's our head yot. Who said to do this?
Which one's our head?
What? Here, the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash. And that tzar head yot means we ate and drank. That's for my own personal benefit. That wasn't a tzibur issue.
We're talking about Yom Kippur.
Right. What was the heter for the B'nai Yisrael to violate Yom Kippur? They made a Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? By the Mishkan, which was not eternal, they brought karbonos on Shabbos, and that's an iskila.
Right.
So here, when we're dedicating the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to violate Yom Kippur, and it's only an onesh, and it's eternal, whatever that means. Right. The Kedusha is eternal, and it's only an onesh of kares, so for sure we could violate it. That's the Kal V'chomer, right? Well, it's a tough Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara says, yeah, but one second. Over there by the Mishkan, the violation was a tzibur violation. It was a carbon. Here, the violation is a yachid violation. It's eating on Yom Kippur. Right?
Did they even bring karbanos?
Eating.
Didn't they also bring karbanos by the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash?
That, not who what said? They might have, not in Yom Kippur.
Let me tell you what's driving me crazy here. The Gemara says, one second, the Gemara says, it's not a tzibur, it's a yachid.
Carbon yachid
tzibur.
So therefore, no, it says carbon tzibur. The Gemara says
one second.
The carbon
tzibur. The carbon yachid daichin Shabbos.
What are you reading?
The Gemara says
on a mishkan.
Right. Each of the nesiim was a carbon yachid.
Right.
So what?
Tzibur,
what? Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, so what does it mean over here? Hacha tzarech gavoa? Yeah, I bring a car. I don't bring a car for myself. I brought a carbon for Hashem. Right. Hacha tzarech adya. Here it's for my own stomach. Right. So the Gemara says you're right. Right. So that's why they were worried. Hachanami. So too over here. Hachanami. So too over here. Me'ebad la'abdu. V'mecha lo nechlo v'lo lishtu. So I'll do the same thing. Drink karbonos and don't eat.
Why?
They should not have fared. They should not have eaten on Yom Kippur. So why did they? Why did they? Right? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ein simcha ela b'lo achila ushtia. You can't have a simcha without eating.
Just answer the question. Why did they just stop for one day to Yom Kippur and come back to the party afterwards?
So the Gemara is going to ask a similar question. Now, how do you know that the 12 Nesiyim were 12 days in a row? Maybe they stopped for Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to ask that right now. You're asking a good question.
Rosh Chodesh is 12 days in
there. Who said it was 12 consecutive days?
What?
The Gemara is going to answer this question. One second. Mati asked you a very good question. And they stopped one day in Kippur. And they continue. So I guess they saw that they shouldn't do that. should be continuous.
Exactly, because you lose something by stopping.
Correct, you lose something, 100%.
But it's,
right, so we didn't. Really, we really didn't answer the question.
Actually, so can you say, it says the days in a row.
I know.
We're gonna
read the Gemara inside, and you'll hold your questions to the end. And but it's a good question. Why couldn't they? Obviously, they figured they can't. So what was the bottom line? Why'd they eat on Yom Kippur? They made a kal v'chomer, right? Why'd they have to eat? Because you can't have a simcha without eating. It's a very boring simcha. The whole Klai Yisrael. Mishkan, the Dachi Shabbos Menalem. How do you know that the Mishkan was Dachi Shabbos? How do you know that? Well, it says the first day, the seventh day. What's the seventh day? Dilma, Shvi LeKarbanos. Maybe it just means it's the seventh day of somebody bringing a carbon. Friday, we stop for Shabbos and we resume on Sunday. So Gemara says, Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Kura, it says, Biyom Ashte Asar, Yom Tov, Yom, on the 11th day. What does it mean, the 11th day? Ma yom shekulu ratzuf, just like the days are consecutive, af ashti asar kulu ratzuf. And so too, the 11 days were consecutive. V'dilma, what kind of answer is that? V'dilma yom haru'uyin, maybe it just means the yom that are right, meaning not on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, ksiv krachmi, it says, b'yom shneim asar yom, on the 12th day. Ma yom kulu ratzuf, af shneim asar yom kulu ratzuf. No, it's all consecutive. Ratzuf means consecutive. V'dilma hachanami yom haru'uyin, maybe again it means the days that are Roy, not Shabbos. Im Kain, Trey Kol Lomeli. So why would it say the 11th day? Who cares? The Moshe Meraman says, who cares? Why do I need to know it was the 11th day when somebody started bringing Karbanos? What's the difference? Why do I need to know that? It's an irrelevant fact. Trey Kol Lomeli, why do I need two psukim for that? It was the 11th day of when we broke up on it. It was the 12th day, and by the way, there was a break anyway, because Shabbos, it can't be. The answer is, they did. It was Docha Shabbos. Well, Mikdash, Docha Yom Kippur, Minalan. How do you know that the Mikdash was Docha Yom Kippur? Elam, Midasiv, Arba Asa Yom, that it was 14 days. Again, Dilma Yom Haruyin. Maybe it means the days that you're allowed to do Malacha and to eat, not Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, no, Goma Yom Yom Mehasam. It's Xer Shava. Yom Yom Mehasam. What Yom from Hasam where? From the Chanukah HaMishkan.
Consecutive.
Yes, that is consecutive, exactly. Yatza Baskal of Amr Lahem, Kulchem Uzumam and Lachai Elam Abba. You're all right to get Elam Haba. Uminallah and the Achalahu. How do you know that that Hashem forgave them? Right? What? No, I'm sorry.
Just says
yeah, I know, but
he gave him. He just said that he was. No, if
he's saying. So the Gemara wants to know, is there a pasuk, besides a baskol, is there a pasuk that supports this idea? Yes. The Tani, Tachlifa, Yom Shmini, it says on the eighth day, right? Shalach es ha'am, v'yivarach es ha'melech, v'yelchi oholehem, everybody went home, smechim v'tuvei leiv, al kol ha'tov asher asa Hashem, l'l David avdo u'l Yisrael amo. Lo alehem. What does it mean to go back to the tent? Shahalchu umatzo nashem b'tahira. Everybody's wife was tar. Tzmeichim shenenu miziv hashchina. They were nana from the ziv hashchina. V'tuvi leiv shekol echad v'echad nitz abra isha ben zachar. Everybody had sons that night. Al kol tova shiyat sabaskal v'omr lehem. Kulchem mizyon l'chayel maba. You're all forgiven. Don't worry about it. Now, l'david avdo l'yisrael amo. It sticks in the david melech. Bishloma l'yisrael amo d'achalu avod yom kippur. I understand you're giving Bnei Yisrael a pat on the back. You forgave them for eating on Yom Kippur. El David Avdo Ma'hi. What's David Melech doing here? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav B'shash Shabike Shlomo Lekahanim Lehechnet Aron Lamikdash. Shlomo wanted to bring the Aron in. Davku Sharm Zeh Lezeh. The doors stuck to each other, wouldn't open. Amar Shlomo Esher Ba'arba Rananos. Shlomo said 24 Rananos. Right? If you want to know what those are. We're not going to go through them. V'lo nene, he wasn't answered. Pasach v'amar tse'ush ar moshechem, v'lo nene. Still wasn't answered. Kivon sh'amar, Hashem alokim, al teishef p'nei mishichecha, v'zachro alachaz di davar avdecha, v'yad nene. Then Shalom was answered, the doors opened, they brought the arvid inside. Bosa shah, nevchu p'nei, sone yitz David, k'shula k'deira, all the enemies of David turned black, like a pot. V'yendu ha'kol sh'machal ha'kadosh baruch hu alos avon. Then Hashem forgave Shalom for the sin of Bathsheba.
Forgave David
for the sin of Bathsheba. Okay? Next. Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmi. That's not, ever came across him before. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. It's a whole machlokas if this is the same person that got Rishon Bayechai in trouble or not. What? That's the same name. Tanu Parshas Drachim, Parshas Nadarim. They were learning Parshas Nadarim. Be'er Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. Same Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. Iftar minei beurta. So they said goodbye. We're leaving tonight. But Safra hadar v'kam iftar minei. In the morning they were still there. They said goodbye again. So amaluhu v'lav iftar minei beurta. Didn't I say goodbye to you last night? You say goodbye again? So amrulei lo levatatena rabbeinu. How much an iftar mirabo? If you say goodbye from to your rebbe, v'lon ba'otso ir, and for whatever reason you don't leave, you're stuck there. Tzarach lemiftar mimenu pa'macheres. You have to say goodbye again. How do you know that? Shneimar it says. By Shlomo, b'yom Hashmini, shalach es ha'am b'yivarach es ha'melech. Uksiv it says b'yom esrim v'shlosh shel lechodesh hashvi, on the 23rd day of the month, which by the way is Simchas Torah. Shalach es ha'am. Again, he sent them away, and again he blessed them. Elamikan l'talmud sheniftar mirabo v'lon ba'ot seir tzarich liftar imenu pa'macheres. You have to say goodbye a second time. So amalei librei. Rav Shmuel bar Yochai said to his son. B'nei Adam Halalu, these people, Anoshim Shaltura, they're somebody's. Haim, they're somebody's. Zilga Bayhen, go hang out with them, deliver Ruchuch, they'll bless you. Azal Ashkechina de Karami Kra Adadi, they were learning the following Sukkim. Ksiv, it says in Mishlei, Ha Gizunt, Paleis Magal Raglecha V'chol Derechecha Yichonu, meaning that you should have a lot of cheshbin when you do things. Everything should be with a cheshbin. Uksiv, it says, Orachayim, pen tefales. Don't live with such a cheshbon always. So lo kasha, not a kasha. It's talking about mitzvahs. Sometimes you have a big cheshbon, and sometimes not such a cheshbon. What's the answer? Lo kasha. Kan, when we said that you should weigh everything, it's b'mitzvah she'efsher la'asot ha'ayadei acherim. Someone else could do the mitzvah. So if someone else could do the mitzvah, you should have to, do I really have to do this mitzvah? Can I be doing something better than this? I could be learning that. I don't have to do this mitzvah. However, Khan, the second pasuk is b'mitzvah she'ef shelasos adei acherim. No one else could do it. You have to do it. Hada yosef v'koma boyle. See if it says yikra Hashem b'pninim, right? That it's better than v'lchol chavtecha liyashuba. All your needs, you shouldn't be so particular about. Hachatzei shemayim yashuba. With chavtzei shemayim, you should be very careful. See if it says kol chafetim lo yashuba. Then it says even chetzei shemayim, you shouldn't have to be so careful. So again, the Gemara says kan mitzvah she'ef shel asos al yedei acherim. It's a mitzvah that others could do. Kan mitzvah she'ef shel asos al yedei acherim. And the other one is a mitzvah that it's e'ef shel asos al yedei acherim. No one else could do it for you. You could do it only yourself, right? Only yourself could do it. You have to be very, very careful. And by the way, the Chacham Tzvi says, you know, there's a famous Gemara, there's a famous machlokas. Let's say someone's in jail, and they say, you know, you can go out one day. One day we'll let you out. What day would you like? So there's two the machlokas. Some say today, and some say Yom Kippur, right? The best day of the year, right? The shul, to see from here, it's today. No one else could do this for me. Well, the name was the tefillin, right? No one else could do this for me. Amrulei, my ba'isacha. So they said to this fellow, it's Rav Shimon Bayechai's son. What are you doing here? My father said, Zil Gabel Devruch, I should come and you should bless me. So Amrulei, Ye Rava, the blessing is like this. Tizra, you should plant, below Tizad, but don't reap. Teo, you should go, below Tepa, don't go out. Tepa, go out, below Teo, don't go in. Lechra, Besecha, your house can be destroyed, Veletav Ashpuzach, and you should live like a guest. Labalbel Pisarecha, your table should be all messed up, below Techese Shatacharta, and you shouldn't see a new year. Nice, right? Nice.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Kiyasa lagabe avua, not only did he not bless me, aval tuurin, he cursed me. Right? Amalei, my umbrella? Yeah, what did he tell you? Haki vahaki umbrella. He told me the following. Amalei, no, hanach kula bracha. The whole thing was a bracha. You know why? Here we go. Tizra planned for lotisad. And don't reap. That means tolad banim. You should have children for olim mutzvah. They shouldn't die. Have the seeds. Don't put them back. Tile. What does it mean to go out? To go up. Don't go back. Tile kalsa. your daughter-in-law should come up, your son shouldn't die, delifkun, then she'll go back home. Right? Your son died, she has to go back to her father. That shouldn't happen. Tefuk, the other way around, below tile, it's tolad binta, you should have a daughter, velo yomusu guvrayhu, and her husband shouldn't die, delehu dalivazak, she'll come back to you. Right? Her husband died, she doesn't know what it does, so she comes back home. All lechu of beisecha, your house should be destroyed, the two of ishpuzach, and you should live like a guest. What does that mean? The high alma of this world, ishpuzach, is a temperate, you're a guest over here. Vahi alma, besa. And the next world is your house. Dechsev, like it says, kirbam betemo la'olam, altakri kirbam el kivram. So how is that, right? The grave is called your house. In other words, you should have long life over here and be a guest for a long time. Labalba pisarecha, listen to this. Your table's all messed up. The bnei ubinta, with sons and daughters. Right? Table's a mess. Spill everything. Who doesn't mind that? Below techze shata charata. What does it mean? You shouldn't see a new year. What that means is the lo tamas intach. Your wife shouldn't die. Below tenat intach. You have to marry another person and have another shana chadasha, another shana rishona. That shouldn't happen to you. Everything turned out to be a big bracha. Rishir mechalafta iftar minei.
They couldn't say it clearer initially.
What?
They couldn't say it clearer initially to the guy who was receiving the bracha that he has to go home.
Yeah. It's a whole, thing here from the Maran Padua, why they said it in such a cryptic way. Rishir mechalafta iftar minei derav. Amale zilagabe dile varcha. Go get a bracha from him. Amale ye rava, it should be v'lo tabayesh, v'lo tizbayesh. You shouldn't embarrass others and you should never be embarrassed. So asa gabe avu came to his father, Amale, my amalach, what kind of bracha did he give you? Amale, amil ba'amahu da amale. He didn't even give me a bracha, he told me something from Confucius would say that, right? That's what he gave me, right? Some advice. Really, ba'alma. Amalei, bracha, berchach, berchasa, iberchach, kodshir, bruchol, Yisrael. What are you talking about? He gave you a bracha. The bracha, this bracha is what Hashem is blesses Chai Yisrael. Vitani ba. And he taught that. The chsiv, it says, v'achaltem ochal v'tzaveya, v'halaltem v'lo yivoshu amei la'olam. You should never be embarrassed from anybody. If you adopt them, keep care of Yisrael on the Hashem. Right? V'lo yavushu ame olam. You shouldn't be embarrassed, and no one else should embarrass you. It's a big bracha. Okay, then we said, V'osa isha tachshiteha. That a woman is allowed to put on her jewelry on Chol HaMoed. Make herself pretty. Not just jewelry. It's not a lot of makeup here. Tana Rabbanan. Elohim tachshitei nashim. These are the following things are tachshitei nashim. What are they? Kochalos. It's some kind of makeup. Eye makeup. Upokses, another kind of makeup. Umavira.
She parts her hair.
Umavira. Sirak. Alpaneha. It's some kind of, something to give her face a red complexion. Ikadim, your others, it's some kind of makeup. Ikadim, others say, Maveres. Sirak alpaneha. Shel mata. Down below by her private area. The bitsu Rav Chista, mikashta ba'anpe kalasa. Rav Chista's wife was making herself pretty in front of her daughter-in-law. Right? Even though she was really an old lady, she had a daughter-in-law, she's still making herself look nice. Yosef Rav Huna bar Chinina, Rav Chista, Yosef Akamar, lo shal el yalda. I hear, she's a young girl, she wants to look good. Avol zakena lo, not old-timer. Old-timer has to put on makeup. Amalei Elokim, I swear, afilu ima, even your mother, afilu ima, even your grandmother, afilu omez al kibra, even if she's on the deathbed, right? The Amri Inshi people say, bas shitin ki bas shis. Listen to this. A 60-year-old is like a 60-year-old, lakal tavla riata, to run after the when they hear the sound of the bell, meaning what? The music, simchas of a wedding, everybody wants, all the women want to be at a wedding. They all want to look good. Doesn't matter how old they are.
It's 80s and 40.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo tasud. She should not put on some kind of lime, which what? Because it actually makes her ugly.
No, it helps. It removes the hair.
But that's not what he said. He said shenivel hula. It's a nivel to her.
It disfigures her.
There's like a very small benefit and a very large downside. Right? So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Isha lo tasud, she should not, and then she nivalula. It's not so appealing, it's not so attractive. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda agreed, besid, sheyachlo lekaplo, b'moed, if you could somehow remove it on Chalamoid, she tefalto, b'moed, you could smear it on, afal pi shemeitzri achshav, even though it's painful now, simchahi la'achazman. La'achazman, right? But it later on it looks good. You're upset now.
Calls it a face peel.
So right now it's painful, right? Half a life is like this. Right now it's painful. After a while it gets better, right? Rashi says simchahi la'achazman. But moed, but so far moed la'achasha kapalto es hasin shatifla. After you remove all the lime, lafisha mashir es haseir ma'adin es habaser. It makes the hair go out. It makes the skin look good. Howel the high sid misha mitzamchal achasman. After a time, you're happy. Lachi shari lo the tough of a moment. Afal bishay meitz achasman. Even though it pains you now. Now the Gemara says 1 second. Let me itzal the Yehuda the high svara. Does Yehuda agree with this svara? What svara? That you could do something now, even though it's bad now, but it's good tomorrow. Such a svara. But now, but we learned. Yehuda Omer nifruan mehen mipnei shemeitzar. That you're allowed to go to a goy. There's a din in the beginning of the Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't have anything to do with the guy before his holiday. Why? Because he's going to be happy he made business and he's going to go swear to his God. And you're causing Avodah Zarah to be more in the world, even by a guy. So Rehu says, yeah, but you can get a loan from him. You can go get him the money back that he owes you. Why? Because nobody wants to pay back money that they owe. It's a big tar. So go bother the guy and his yontif. Walk in Christmas morning. Hi, where's my money? You can go do that. Right? The nation made tzar because it upsets him. Amru lo, the chacham said back, it's not true. Afal pi shemei tzar achshav. Yeah, right now he's upset. But shemeach hu la'achazman. But he's happy afterwards. Why? He gets the loan off his head. He paid it back. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda said, you can go get the money now. So what do you see? That for something that is upsetting now, but happy next tomorrow, not true. He agreed with that. He doesn't have a hope in that svara. Amru v'nachna b'yitzchak. So he told them this, Hanachil Hilchas Moed, leave Hilchas Moed alone. The Kulu Meitzer Achshav Asmeach Lachas Manenu. The whole Chol HaMoed is like that. You're allowed to cook. Nobody wants to cook. Well, you cook now, you have what to eat tomorrow. Right? Nobody wants to do anything. Nobody wants to plow. Nobody wants to do anything. Nobody wants to work. Right? Why do you work? Because you have to. So you work now, you have to when you retire. At some point, you get happy. So the whole life is like that. See, that made me a riot. Why? So of course on Chol HaMoed he agrees with that. Everything's like that. But when it comes to a guy, he doesn't agree with it. Right? Get the money now. Why? He'll be upset about it. Ravina Amar, Kusi, Le'inyan Piron, Le'ola Meitzar. Another answer, when it comes to paying back money, you're never happy about that. You're never happy. What, I'm happy that I had the debt cut off my head? You're never happy about that. Amar Yehuda, Anet. Benos Yisrael, Jewish girls, Shegiu Le'Pirkon, when it's time for them to become mature, but V'lo Higiu L'Shanim, but they're still not 12. In other words, they're a little bit of an early bloomer, premature. Taniyot, if they were poor, 12 lot of besit. They used to put lime on them. They have to start looking good, right? Even though they're not really 12 yet, but they're blooming, they're maturing, they have to look good. Ashiros, rich ones, 12 lot of besolah. They would use flour. It's a much better material. And penos malachim, the really rich ones, the shaman hamor. They would use some kind of shaman oil of mor. Myrrh. Shinemar, it says in the Megillah, Shishach Hadashim B'Shem and Amar. My Shem and Amar, what is that? Ravuna Barchia Amar Tzitzchis. What is that? Do they translate that word?
No. Tzitzchis are oil of olives that have not attained a third of their life.
Okay. Rav Yirmiya Bar Ami Amar, Shemen Zayis, it's olive oil, Shlohevi Shlish. That didn't grow a third of their growth. Panya.
That's exactly
the Gemara says it. A bunch of geniuses. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I want to know if they translated that word. They translated that word. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, an pikinun, whatever this word means, an pikinun, actually appears in Menachas. Shemen Zayis, Shlohevi Shlish. It didn't grow a third yet. Valama Sachin also, why do they, why do you use it? Shemesher es hasar, umadin es habasar. Because again, it removes the hair and it makes the basar very fresh looking. Rabibi, listen to this. Rabibi had a daughter Tafla Aver Aver. She applied this to her body limb by limb. And Shakal Ben Medal Mezuz. She fetched a 400 Zuz dowry. She looked so good. Hahu. Listen to this. Havi Ahu Kusi. There was a guy, Mishbibuse, in the neighborhood. Dahavale brought. He also had a daughter. Tafla Bechad Zimna. She applied that one time. Omason, she died. She put on this stuff on her body to try to also make herself look better, and she died. Amar, Katla Bibi Librate. Bibi killed my daughter. Right? Strange story here. Right? Amar of Nachman, Amar of Bibi, so it's not so simple. Rav Bibi, the Shase Shichra, he drank a lot of beer. Why? Because he was poor. It was a poor man's drink. And therefore, and Mustama, his daughter, also drank beer. So Ba'aya and Banse Tifla. So they have to use this to remove all the hair. I guess somehow drinking beer makes you hairy? What? Some must be something like that. It induces hair, and therefore she had to drink the beer to get rid of it. She had to use the sin to get rid of it. But Anan, us, regular people, maybe the guy also in the neighborhood, the low Shasinan Shechra, they don't do that. Lo Ba'ainan Binta Tifla. They don't have to go through this torturous thing. Maybe that's why the guys do
it. They did it. She did it once, and he did it limb by limb.
That's what? Yeah, I know. We didn't give an answer.
Tell me now the obvious answer. Don't do it.
All right. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Go ahead.